Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast. I am your host, Amy Ravel, and I have my beautiful co-host here. Her name is
Kirsty Frugia.
Everybody gets a prize.
Yes.
A little game showy, wasn't it?
It is. It's always a game show here at the Art of Decluttering. I'm tempted to speak the whole time like this.
Oh, please, our listeners would love nothing more, Kirst. We've just come off recording with friends of ours for their podcast, and so we're already in the vibe, so it's nice. We're able to jump straight into it, Kirst.
Yes, we have. Oh, yes, we have.
In opposed to all the prep we usually do before.
Oh, yeah. You would think that we would be organized enough to prep, but no.
No. All good.
Just wing it.
We just wanted to do a quick shout out at the beginning of this episode to every male who dared to click on the link. Welcome. This is definitely not an episode that is just for women, though we're talking about women's products. We know that whether you're a dad or a husband or a boyfriend or a son, that you're probably going to know a bit about sanitary products, though you may not be able to declutter them. Sometimes it's nice just to know what's going on. And maybe just to hear our dulcet tones in your ears.
But you also might be the one shopping, so you might have control over how much actually comes into the house, which is sometimes the problem. So listen away, our male friends, listen away.
Yes, today we are talking about all things sanitary products.
Yes.
What is that?
What's going to be your funky name for this episode?
Oh, I think it's just going to be sanitary products.
Yeah, I think that's probably safest for all of our male listeners.
I think so for everybody's sake. It's probably that I'm just going to call it for what it is.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try and get creative today.
Yeah, because maybe some of our older listeners may not need to listen anymore.
They may be able to listen and influence the other women in their lives.
Yeah.
Yes. So today we're talking about intentionalism when it comes to sanitary products. It's an area of great turnover, great usage all over the world. And so we just want to talk about what we've come across when we've helped clients declutter that area, some great charities that you can partner with if you do have access, or to help those who don't have access to products like we do.
So we've got tampons, we've got pads, we've got panty liners, we've got Modi Body menstrual cups, we've got period undies. What else?
Does Marina count as a menstrual product?
We have contraception that can stop you from having your period.
But, what about that? I think that's everything, isn't it? That's everything we know about. In other parts of the world, though, there may be reusable pads.
There's lots of different reusable pads.
Yeah.
But there's also undies. Like, if we're going to go, you know, we can go incontinence.
Yeah.
Undies for men and women.
Yeah.
There's a whole area of things, whole product aisles in our shops and online,
and drawers that in our clients' houses, Kirst.
Yeah. And it's not a topic that often gets spoken about.
It's not, and it's not one that we're afraid to speak about. So I remember the first time that I helped someone declutter their sanitary products, and they were, I was going to say horrified, that's totally not the word, they were bashful because they were like, oh, like, I don't know that it's, is it weird for someone else? And I was like, no, because this is an area of high use. It's an area that you want to access for some women once a month or whatever your cycle is. But it is an area where you want to be intentional, but also have it organized so that you're not wasting product, because we all know they're not cheap. None of it's cheap. And so if you've got three tampons at the bottom of every handbag you've ever owned and panty liners in every purse that you've ever owned, you're actually wasting a lot of money. Whereas they could be, if it's well organized, easily accessible. You might have a little pack that you can transfer from bags.
Yeah, and when you know what you have, you can also make wise decisions about that. Like, for instance, we've gone into people's homes that used tampons before they had kids, and now tampons don't work for them, but they still have heaps of tampons. So, you know, that's a good, when you know what you have, you can make wise decisions about it. So,
yeah, as a direct example of that, and I hope listeners don't mind that we'll share some of our personal experience with different products as well as generically client experiences. So if this is just too much for you, listen to next week's episode or do a throwback. Go back and scroll through and find an area that's more appropriate for you. I used to wear tampons, and I remember once at Costco they had like the brand that I was using, and there was a big bulk box, and I was like, oh, yeah, got that, and then had a Marina put in. And never needed them again. And so then I was like texting my sisters, like taking photos of like these 40 tampons that I was never going to use again, and texting my sisters going, does anybody want this box? Because I don't know what to do with it. It's open, so I can't donate it. Mm-hmm. But I can't bring myself to just throw them all in the bin, which eventually actually sadly was what I had to do, because I couldn't find anyone that I could give it to.
Yeah.
And that was therefore a waste, even though I felt like I was saving money at the time. I actually shouldn't have bought in that bulk and amount, because it was not foreseeable that I was going to use that, say, in the next 6 to 12 months or whatever it was.
Yeah. Whereas I've got a client that has bought bulk, and she's got really good reason why she's bought bulk. And when she explained to me, again, her reasoning, then I was like, okay, that makes sense. You know, you should keep that much. And so it's such a personal, you know, an intimate topic for some people. And, you know, everybody's experience is going to be different. So we are going to talk about the breadth of it. And so take what you need from it, as from this conversation as well, and learn the lessons that you might need to learn, or the tips that you might need to implement.
I was with a client just last week, and she had decided she was moving to the period undies. And so we were kind of going through those and sorting them with her and talking about kind of her regularity of washing them and how many did she actually need. And so we set up a drawer in her bedroom just for those undies, separate to her normal undies, so she knew which ones to grab, because she didn't like wearing them all the time. But what we also found as we were going through her bathroom was a whole lot of like panty liners and pads that she had purchased in the past and just hadn't been using. And again, they were out of their big plastic packet. They were obviously still wrapped. And we were like discussing, like, what do we do with it? And she went, oh, I've got a housemate. I'll just go and ask her if she would use them. And so we went and asked the housemate. She was like, oh my gosh, I was literally going to go buy some. And so we were able to then pass them over. So by the fact of one client having changed product, it then, by her decluttering the product that was in the bathroom, it saved someone else going out and buying more. Obviously more ends up in landfill and all that type of thing. So once you change product, which let's be honest, can happen a lot. You can have different flow, you can have a different cycle, you can have different activity levels, and you want to try different products. But once you've decided one doesn't work for you, that's where we encourage you to pass that on or to get rid of it, whatever that declutter looks like for you, so that you're not like hoarding up all the options that you've tried, even though you've kind of found your groove and you know what you want to go with.
Yeah, and I think that that's where people can get trapped, not just in this area, but in every area of purchasing, is you've spent good money on it, so I must keep it, even though it's not serving me anymore. So, you know, you might have bought a menstrual cup to see if that works for you, but the specific one didn't work for you, and so you had to move up a size or down a size or a different brand, and but you've kept that one, even though you know it doesn't work for you.
Yeah.
Why are you keeping that one? Like, not saying that you need to donate it to anybody, but you can let it go so that you're making space in your bathroom or your handbag or wherever it is that you might keep it for the products that you are loving and that you do use. So
I've had a few clients, Kirst, who have tried the exact example that you gave is they've tried the menstrual cup and it hasn't worked for whatever reason, but they've really struggled to get rid of them because it's plastic or silicon straight into landfill.
Yeah.
It's not like you can donate. It's like you can sterilize it and give it to someone. But I think then we would say, if you're going to trial a product, just buy one rather than buying the bulk pack of three or four. It's a great idea just to trial it, see if you like it, give it some time, and then you can go and invest in whatever you need in order to use that product going forward.
Yes, that's exactly what I've just done. I've bought some period undies and, you know, they suck you in with their advertising about buying bulk packs, and I'm like, yeah, but I don't even know if I'm getting the right size.
Yeah.
And this company offers you to buy one and trial it for free, and you can send it back if you, well, not trial it for free, you have to pay for it, but you can send it back if it's not the right size and doesn't work for you, but only one.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you buy a pack of three, you are only allowed to send back one of them.
What did you do in the end?
Well, I'm pretty confident of my size, and so I did end up buying the three.
Yeah.
I really wanted to buy the seven pack, but I bought the three pack because they came in a combination. And so I was like, well, you know, I'll try the combination and see if any of them work for me. Just because it's an urgent issue for me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great idea. I think, you know, and you were intentional about it. You thought about the one, you thought about seven, and you landed on the three. Like, I think that's exactly what we're saying. We're not saying there's a one only rule.
No.
There's very much a just be intentional about how you trial new products.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, we are advocates of being good environmental stewards, you know, and so and particularly, I think for Amy and I, well, I'll speak for myself, particularly because we know how much we are responsible, in part, responsible for sending to landfill because that's our job. It's not our purchases, but we, you know, and it comes up in our Facebook community every time we do a post about before and afters, and people see after photos of how many plastic bags they're using. People go, oh my goodness, that's, you know, going to landfill, and isn't there a better environmental practice that you could be implementing? And yes, maybe there is, but as we talk about all the time, efficiency trumps environmentalism for us sometimes.
In the moment,
In the moment, and with clients. And so for us, for me personally, I feel a burden to be a good steward of our environment, because I know in my work sometimes that's not possible to do what I really want to do and for our clients to do what they really want to do, because actually what's more important at the time is getting things out of their home and making it easy for us to get it out of their home. Like, we can't take all of their clothes individually to our boot and then take all of their clothes individually to Vinnie's or to Diabetes Australia. Like, that wouldn't
be fair.
We
need a bag.
Yeah, we need a bag. Anyway, so I feel a great burden to do better for the environment, to do what I can.
And this is an area that we have control of, but is such a personal decision. Some people will swear by just using pads because that's what works for them.
Oh, totally.
One of the things we would encourage you to do is have a think about where you keep your sanitary products for yourself, whether that be in your bathroom, in your bedroom, in your handbag, in your work desk, is to keep like with like. So rather than having things spread out and in three or four drawers and some in the bathroom and, you know, your new packet somewhere else, is to keep them together so you can actually see what you have. And then there's nothing quite like, I love this feeling of finishing a packet of something, whether it's a packet of biscuits, whether it's the washing liquid, or whether it's some pads that you've bought and the packet's empty, you feel like, oh, I actually used all of that and I didn't, nothing went to waste. And so that's when you do like, that enables you to fully see how much you actually have and then be wise in your purchasing as well.
Yeah. And if you do have, you know, if you do shop at Costco or you do bulk buy for this these products and they don't all fit in your one space, or, you know, yes, we'll get to how we can store it in our handbag separately.
Yep.
But say the bathroom right next to your toilet, as close to the toilet as possible. If they don't all fit there, then make sure that you go wherever it is that you're storing it, say the laundry or a linen cupboard. Make sure you go there and check there first before you go shopping. Before you think that you're running out, make sure you go shopping in your secondary storage space first. Because what often happens, you know, is that you're out at the shops and you see something, you see the pads or the tampons or whatever on special and you're like, oh, but I can't think how many I've got, so I better buy some. And that's the case for everything. Like, you know, anything in Coles and Woolies, that's what we have the tendency to do. I can't quite remember how many chickpeas I've got, so I better buy another can of chickpeas, even though we only have chickpeas once a year.
So true.
Or is that just me? Or just no? I know it's not me because I see it in my clients all the time. So yeah, just really encourage you to check that secondary storage if that's what you do need.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Guess how do you store sanitary products in your house?
I use period undies, so they're in my undies drawer and they are separated out like you had done with your client. So, and then I do have some other products and they're just in a little box in my bathroom.
Yeah.
And then I've got, you know, I've got it coming looming at me very quickly that my daughter will be
needing
them soon too.
Yes. Yes. Oh my gosh.
Which is, we had one of our friends talk about that in our Facebook community this week as well, because last week we spoke, and it will be 2 weeks ago now, that we spoke about how many clothes kids need, and we totally forgot about bras and we totally underestimated puberty girls needing undies. So, yes, that is approaching me, whereas it's something that you never have to think about, my friend.
No, not that I can foresee, unless we end up fostering a young lady. That would be the only case. Or my niece comes to live with me.
Yeah. So the boys don't need to see any sanitary products in their bathroom because...
No, but my boys know exactly what's what. It's something that I think is really important to talk about. They know what a tampon is, they know what a pad is, they know what a liner is, they know what period underwear. I think I've mentioned on the podcast before, I had suggested to my boys as they kind of started to go through puberty, why don't you keep a pad in your school bag for the case that any of your girlfriends at any point is stuck? Like, how lovely would it be for you as a young man to say, oh, mum, you know, don't say you thought of it because that didn't happen. Just say, oh, mum, put it in a bag and maybe you've got it in like a little pencil case or something in case this ever happened. And they're both like, gawked at me like as if we're gonna do that, mum.
I am also gawking at you because if one of their mates found it?
Yeah, that was their equal thought. They were like, there is not a chance at all, mum.
No.
Sorry.
I think that's something really lovely for them to do when they are dating, when they are an adult, maybe.
Yes, but because their mates aren't necessarily.
Yeah. I'm more like, and girls aren't necessarily going to be saying to their boyfriends, like mates, hey, I've run out.
Do you have one
for me that I could borrow? But I was surprised when I hopped on one of the period undies websites just how much male incontinence products they were stocking as well.
Yeah, so, I saw that when I was looking this week into what episode we were going to do, and I had a look at that and went, oh, there's a lot. Can I say what I do though? Even though my boys were not inclined to keep a pad in their bags just in case, I keep one in my car and one in my handbag, even though I don't use them, for that time where a girlfriend might say, oh my gosh, or one of my staff might say, oh, I'm a bit caught out. So maybe for some women, if you're going through menopause, if you're a bit older than us, or even I suppose women go through menopause at our age as well, maybe not early 40s, but whatever. If you don't need the products for whatever reason, sometimes it can be nice just to keep one available for those around you.
Yeah. And I think that that's what women do naturally, don't we?
Yeah.
We know what it's like to be caught out. And so we stockpile just in case. Yes. We love the just in case, which is so ironic that we're saying that, because most of the time we say don't do anything just in case, like, and the reality is, if you don't have something for your friend, if you're not, you know, if you don't need them, if you've gone through early menopause, or you've gone through menopause, or if you're, you know, for whatever, if you've had a hysterectomy, or there's many reasons why you may not need any of the sanitary products for any reason, don't necessarily have to have one just in case for your friend. They can always go to the shops.
I have noticed though a lot more, as we tend to leave the house without handbags, we tend to just leave with our wallet or our phone. Yep. Is that higher risk of being caught out, which is why I keep just a pad in. It's actually in my first aid kit in the car, because I also figured if someone like has an open gashing wound, that's a great, like, it's probably not sterile, but it's pretty close.
No, you can wash it out with, you can sterilize the wound afterwards.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. First aid Amy is going to be covering you. You know, like that ad where that guy puts like all the pads and he's like being a Superman flying around. I think maybe if you're ever caught in an accident and I turn up, I may do that to you.
I hope you don't do it with them stuck to your arms though.
No, I'm going to do that to the person.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to use them as wound care.
Yes. Yeah. And that's why you know, period undies are a really good idea, because you can, if they work for you.
Well, a lot of my clients that have disabilities use them. So for them, they've pretty much eliminated the use of single-use sanitary products, and even of tricky-to-use sanitary products like a menstrual cup, and have really just gone to the period undies. And so we've really shifted around what a bathroom might look like. Like, we actually keep some undies in the bathroom for them rather than all of the undies in the bedroom, because that's really what they're scheduled. So for my family, as like you, we have a little container in our bathroom cupboard in our ensuite, and that's got any sanitary products that I need in there. But if all you're using is period undies, and that's where you'd put your period undies. So you can just grab them while you're at the toilet and you don't have to have remembered to take them with you.
Yeah. And what have you thought about stocking some products in the kids' bathroom for when girls do come over?
No, I have not.
Or when they start having girlfriends, you might need to think about having some products in the other bathroom.
I really love that idea, actually. I think we're a while off my boys getting girlfriends, let's be honest. They're a bit scared of girls at the moment. But I quite like that idea.
Obviously, I have a daughter, so she will need those products. But also, yeah, just having them in a basket, a lidded basket or something, so that they're not on display for everybody to see all the time, but they're accessible for, if my daughter needs them or if any of her friends need them.
That's
or
lovely.
When Oliver's old enough to have a girlfriend come into our house and not just be somebody at school.
Yeah. I quite like in our toilet, we've got a wall hung toilet paper holder. So it's this really nice white and it's got a shelf on top. So I'm actually
It's an IKEA shoebox.
Yes, that we use for our toilet paper. But I can picture just sitting on that little shelf, even just a glass jar with a few things in it that says help yourself or something like that.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks, Kirst.
You're welcome.
What about handbags? Yes. I want to know what have you worked with clients? Because one of the things we do as professional organisers is when we're going through handbags, old handbags to declutter or handbags that we want to store away, we go through and take everything out of them. And there's always sanitary products and there's always a couple of pens and there's always a dead Mentos. And that's just the rule of dead handbags. And they all end up just rattling around in the bottom even. What do you recommend?
I've actually learned from you, I don't do this, but I do encourage other people to do it sometimes, because this is what you do, so I'm stealing your thunder, is have a little bag. Now
like
I can't
a little purse.
Tell. Like a little purse.
Like a coin pursey type thing.
Yeah, a coin purse or, makeup brushes size purse. Or little bag inside the handbag that all those products can fit in. I love bags with zippers and pockets. And so where I always put sanitary items that are in the side pockets or.
Yeah. I love that you think that's what I do. I actually don't, but I know what you're thinking of. I've got a medication.
You've
bag.
Got medication.
Yes. But I call that, how on in a handbag, like you said, there's that inside pocket with the zip, like inside a man's jacket, but it's inside the handbag.
Yes.
I call that the tampon pocket.
Yeah.
Because that's the perfect spot for them. So it totally depends too on like whether you're at a desk for work, how comfortable you feel taking a product out of your handbag, holding it in your hand and walking to the bathroom, or whether you prefer to have a little pouch. I'm just a hold it in my hand type of person, but I think that possibly comes with age and not being like, it's nothing to be ashamed of. But I remember
work at a desk anymore.
No, but when I did, it'd be a bit weird if now for me to walk from my desk through my kitchen to my bathroom, I had to have a little purse.
Yes.
But I remember when I was younger, I would have products in a little pursey thing and I would just take that to the bathroom in an office block. So sometimes that can be helpful to just have that if you're out and you just want to grab that and go to, or if you're at a friend's house, rather than picking up your handbag and taking it to the bathroom, you can just pick up that little purse and take it.
Yeah. And that would be the case for period undies or.
Of course. Or even I don't know how well that works because I don't use those products. I guess you would need somewhere to put it in if you weren't going to, like a menstrual cup, you could reuse it there and then. But period undies, you'd have to put them in a waterproof bag for washing at a later stage.
Yeah. You're not going to be at your friend's house using their washing machine.
Probably not. No, just walking around, no pants. Just don't mind me. Just waiting for the wash cycle to finish. Such a wrong visual.
Yeah, sorry, peeps. It's like Amy going to the door in her towel all over again.
Oh, I love it. Yes, we have an organisation that we totally love called Share the Dignity. Let's talk to listeners about what they can do with products that they have purchased and they are still sealed, but they're not going to use them. What can I do with them?
Well, you can send them to Share Their Dignity, or they do drives in March and August every year. And the boxes are, they're pink coloured boxes, and they're in Woolies and in councils and lots of places around. So hop on sharethedignity.org.au and you can find drop-off centres there. And if you have Amy or I or any of our staff members come into your home, then you can give them to us, because we also do a collection for Share the Dignity each year as well.
We also want you to listen to the bonus episode that we are dropping on Thursday, because we have sat and had an amazing conversation with Rochelle, the CEO of Share the Dignity, and she shares some amazing stories where your donations are going, how they're life-changing to women and girls who are in need. So once you finish listening to this episode, make sure that you make time on Thursday, or go ahead now if you're listening in the future, and listen to that episode and take action on it, because this is so important and it is something that we can do as everyday Australians. And as Kirsty is in that episode, if you're overseas and you can't donate a bag either, you can jump onto their website and make a donation so they can purchase items on your behalf, or have a look in your city and see if there are other organisations doing a similar thing.
Yeah. Let's end period poverty for every woman and girl across the world.
Amen, sister.
I'll keep preaching it. We'll keep preaching it.
I'm really glad we tackled sanitary products as an episode in and of itself. I think that it'll really help people. And if you want to send us some ideas of how you keep your sanitary products, snap a photo, come over to our Facebook community and share in there. It's a safe place. The private group, so only those who request entry can come in. It's a great way to give us some different ideas of how you might do it. So we're going to share a review. I love this review. It's titled, "My Name is Jane," and it's a 5-star review. "I've been loving your podcast. Went back and started from the beginning. I've learnt something from every episode, even the ones I didn't think were relevant to me. I've been practicing don't put it down, put it away, and it's helping. We just downsized and we managed to discard a lot of stuff. We have way more to go. I think the deep dive is next before we move into our apartment with not much storage. Thank you, girls. You're an inspiration." Thank you, Jane. Oh, I love that there's so many reviews coming in at the moment. Should I read another one?
Well, I know. I want you to tell us who needs to do a review this week, because last week it was Pilates.
Yes.
What's this week?
This week I've had a request, actually, so I'm just going to go grab it. One of our listeners said she wanted to leave a review, but she needed a little bit of motivation. So I'm just going back. Okay. So today's review is for people who drive a red car. Lauren, that's you. So if you drive a red car, we would love you to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcast, or just come over to our Facebook page and leave it there. Rating and reviewing our show really helps us to reach new people, which enables us to spread the news about decluttering. So if you drive a red car, this is your week. This is your week, people.
And even if you don't drive a red car, you're still allowed to leave a review.
Yes, because someone named Jess left a review this week as well. And her name's not Jane, but she still was able to do that.
I love that "My name is Jane." She was inspired by our call. It's the best.
I love that was her title of the review.
Yeah. So cool. So lovelyly random from Amy's random brain.
Yes. So red car people, leave us a review. They really do help, and we're really grateful for them.
Yeah. And you get to hear your review read out.
You sure do.
So we will see you next week. We don't know what we're talking about yet. As is our want at the moment. We're just winging it each and every week. We come up with an idea. It's often inspired by conversations within the Facebook group. And so we are loving this agility that we have at the moment by not recording in studio to be responsive to what's happening in the Facebook group. And funnily enough, what has been happening the last couple of weeks is there's been conversations in the Facebook group that are related to the next week's episode that we've already recorded.
Oh, so good, isn't it?
So it makes it look like we've been very responsive, but we haven't. We recorded it beforehand and you guys are being responsive to what we've already put out into the world. You just haven't heard it yet.
It's so good. It's so good. Well, hopefully there's heaps of information that you needed in this episode, and I'm looking forward to what next week's episode will be.
We will see you next week. Bye.
See you then. Bye.
Thanks for joining us. If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.